Mello.
Hey, you know
what up with you?
You can hear me. You can hear me perfectly clear.
Yeah, can you hear me good?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, good. That sounds good, man. How you feeling today, man?
I'm all right. I'm kind of salty the Ravens are losing, because I want Lamar Jackson to win. But hey.
Hey, it is what it is, huh?
Yeah. At least my Patriots still alive. We got a bye week.
They always gonna be alive.
We got a bye week. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I don't. I'm real vulnerable this year, B. Who was that in the background?
Ain't gonna get violated too much.
Who you got back there with you?
That's Sean. He
just like Sean who?
Yeah.
Mac?
Is that Malcolm?
Hey! Yeah, Mac Sean.
My nigga, what's good? Before?
Yeah, he said my nigga was good.
Everything.
He said ain't shit but the bills. he said yeah, absolutely. Man.
He back in school?
What shit?
This semester? Oh,
he back in school. That's good. Yes, he is.
I definitely need to come down there then.
Yeah. He said, oh, he can't hear him, but yeah, he said definitely come down here now since he's back.
Not for sure.
Ass ain't coming down here.
Yeah. I'm
He comes for the weekend, game, ain't you?
The 21st, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Saturday. Yeah. I'm off on Saturday, so I definitely need to hit that.
Yeah, I can't scoop you. I ain't doing nothing that day. Say. I'm off on the weekend.
You don't say that, because I'm going to be mad when you really don't.
Well, you know what? Actually, I think I go back to work at the National Park on the 21st. Oh, okay. Let me stop.
Yeah. My bad. Every day.
Yeah, I know. Niggas lie, B.
Niggas lie. Women lie. Numbers two.
Niggas lie, B.
Number.
Hey. Nigga, that nigga Drake talked that shit, though. Jaded. Yeah,
that's a great song right there.
Hey, low key. Might nigga, be the best that shit. Hey, that might be the best that's how I'm there. Feeling. Damn near. That's what I'm going to listen to for the next... 1 to 4 months.
You gonna take your time, bro. It's gonna take your time, but it ain't gonna be that long, though. It's gonna be a couple months, 3 months. How long y'all's rocking with each other?
Since this time last year, so a year.
So you done put in some time. Time, money, effort.
Man. Look. Time, money, effort. Fuck you talking about? A lot of time. I ain't tripping too hard up for the door right now. It don't really get to me until I'm sitting by myself and I'm just thinking. Like, that's why I've been trying to stay outside all day.
Around now people can take my mind off of you all the time at that time. Oh, God.
Yeah. Look, cause if I'm by myself, I'm just going.
Nah, you wasn't boohooing though. You wasn't boohooing.
My nigga, I was boohooing.
Silence here, maybe.
I dropped a couple of them jaws today too.
I ain't gonna beat you. I ain't cried not one time about the whole, like, you know what I'm saying, when I was going through my little thing. I ain't cried one time the whole time, but it was one time where I'm talking about, it's like the tears about to come down, but it went back in because Vaughn walked in. I was in the Listen, I was in the studio. I had a bottle of Bel Air.
Right.
I was in the studio listening to a song, listening to Crazy. I recorded Crazy and I was listening to it. And I had a
Crazy gets you, hey, man. Crazy ass shit.
And I had a bottle of Bel Air and I was playing that and I was listening to it back. And I was like, damn, bro, I feel like I'm about to cry or something. I listened to that and I listened to Sanaa Lathan. I was like, damn. I felt it coming. Like, I started sniffling.
Bruh, Malik, I know what the. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I was sick. Look, I had woke up at 6 o'clock. She texted me. She said, Mello, I think we should see other people. I look. Oh, I'm like, huh? So I texted back like, why are you saying that? Whoop, whoop, however, whatever. I said, I'm about to call you real quick. We talking. Boom. You know, we talking. I'm like, so, you know, I don't know. I don't get it because I couldn't get my words right. I couldn't get my feelings right because it just came to me out of nowhere. I'm like, this shit new, you know. Shit looking up. I'm planning stuff. You know what I mean? I'm like, I can't wait to see her when she get back. Woo woo. And shit. Her brother was she was in her room. She was in her brother's room back at home. And he was walking in the room and she was like, can you get some privacy, woo? And then he was like, no, I heard him back and saying, like, no, I ain't about he was playing with her though. He didn't know it was like a conversation going on for real, I'm guessing, or whatever. So I was like, it's cool. I'll just, you know, chop it up with you later on or when you get back. And I got off the phone, but like when I heard her like I don't know, I heard her like kind of choking up and a little bit hurt. I'm like, oh shit. So when I got off the phone with her, right? I'm like, oh, what the fuck did I do? Like, could I get up and go to school today and start work at the school and then do a whole bunch of other shit. So I had put on some payroll and shit, I'm listening to this payroll. I'm like, all right, cool, let's get in there. And then it's this one song with Risk Taker, D-Boy, and FNBDZ. And it's called Used To. And that shit just get going. I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? I just start tearing up. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, hell no. Can't do it. So I just start punching the air and shit. Like, like no, ain't no crying right now. So I had went back up, right? So, nigga, she gets here. I hit her up that day. It was Thursday. No, it was Friday. Nigga, the other day, damn near. I pick her up. Well, we talking about it. I'm like, damn, this shit hurting me. So we pulling off from where we coming from, nigga. And the one song, the song Sade, is it Smooth Operator? No, it's the Taboo song. Sweetest Taboo. Like, that song is playing right there, right? And you know, I got the 300. So she in the other seat, laid back. I don't know, thinking about what the fuck she thinking about. I'm sitting here, like, dang, get her out the car. Because, like, I'm about to, like, I don't know, I'm fucked up in the head. I'm hurting for real bad. Like, bad. Like, you know, this is my best friend. This is my backbone for out here. Right. I ain't got nobody else out here but me, you know? So all this shit going through my head, the song going through my head. I'm just hearing the lyrics, and Sade started singing. She got, like, the sweetest voice ever because Sade reminds me of my grandma. Mm. And, you know, the last time I cried like I did was when my grandma died. And that was when I was 4. Like, she taught me how to read and write, all that shit. So I never cried ever since then. Like, I just did, like, Friday. Like, I was like, I was new because, like, when she got out the car, I'm like, all right, bro, I see you. Like, you know what I mean? I catch you in a minute because, shit, I didn't know what to say. But I ended up getting a hug. I was just thinking in my head, like, don't touch her. If you touch her, you're going to start crying. And then I gave her a hug. And then next thing you know, tears just start coming down my face. I'm like, oh, shit, it's happening. So I'm like, oh, shit, get off. You know, I'm like, it's cool. I'm going to be all right. Just get off the car. I'll catch you later. She's like, you sure? And then, like, I'm like, no. I'm like,
you cried in front of her? Like, you cried in front of her?
I'm like,
oh, you fucked up.
Yeah,
you fucked up.
I cried in front of her.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
You fucked up, bro. I'm going to show your weakness. Yeah, you fucked up.
Just a little bit. I thought I could cry in front
of her. Not because of her. You can cry in front of her, but not because of her.
I cried because of you, like, damn. Well, it's just like, damn, this shit hurt, whoop. So, yeah, I'm like, it's cool. Like, I was trying to hold it back because I was, like, laughing. But then, like, so, nigga, she, like, you not going to, she, like, I think she said, you not going to, I don't remember anything. Like, she not going, you not going, whatever, what the fuck she said. I'm like, it's cool. She like, all right, so she got the car. So, nigga, I pull off, I get to, I'm like, ah! So I gotta go back to school. So my boss at the school, he called me. He like, hey, Romel. I'm like, yes. He like, I need you to go and check on the Wi-Fi at the Green Meadows. The students are complaining it's not working. I'm like, oh, okay. And then he's like, you all right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, click. I'm like, bitch, I'm gonna go through this shit, nigga. You needed to check on these little bit more motherfuckers. So, yeah, that shit was funny. Like, in the moment of it, the shit funny. Now I think about it, but that shit did hurt like a motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie.
Just take your time to be hurt and shit, boss up. You already living.
I mean, everybody already telling me that. Like, I know that. Like, shit, I know. But, like, damn, I ain't got, you know, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. You know, I know I'm counting my blessings. I got my own I'm doing me, you know. Shit living up. It's people doing worse. I'm complaining about some little shit, I guess, in the little in the end of it all. But
it's gonna look minor. It's gonna look minor, you know, when time pass. As time pass, though, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be like, you can be like, why was I even tripping off?
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, because at the end of the day, I knew this was gonna come because, like, she graduates in May. And, like, shit, I ain't really about to fly to Dallas every month to go see you for real. So I knew at one point it was gonna stop, but I wasn't expecting it to happen like that. Right. And right now, at the beginning of the year, you know, I wasn't about to start my, I didn't think I was gonna start my 2019 off like that.
2019 about to be a big year, though.
2019 gonna be a big year. I feel it coming. I mean, now it's just me. I'm just gonna take trips all this year, put all my money up, take trips, and focus on 2Ps like we're doing right now, and focus on RMC, which is the business technology and web consulting, you know.
Are we recording right now?
I feel we're recording
I like
right
this.
Now.
I like you having a real conversation, and we still have not introduced the podcast yet.
We have not, but it's okay, because we'll get to that in a little bit, because we chopping it up, because I got to get my feathers out, you know? This shit crazy. We got Mac in the side, on the side right here.
Featuring
nigga,
Mac,
this shit
my boy.
Crazy.
If anybody is a guest on the two P's, you feel me?
The first guest.
My boy Mac.
Right. He ain't saying shit. He ain't saying too much right now, but he on his motherfucker for real. That shit crazy. So, I wasn't expecting all that right now. I'm going to be okay. I know that. And things is, we still got to be friends. And I still got to be cordial because we work
now
together.
It's time to be petty.
So, flex shit.
Flex.
It's time to be petty?
Hey.
Be petty. Look, and then what's crazy, I can't handle her because I love
that
her
make
so
me
much.
Hate you. No, that make me hate you even
like,
more.
Like, Malik, if you do the shit, look, if you knew the simp shit I had did for her birthday, you'd be like, nigga, you a fucking simp. King of simps. I'm Drake right
now. That
made
me hate you even more. If I care about you, the more I care about you, the more I hate you in the end. Yep.
Really? I really want to. Nigga, look, it was funny. I was looking at her dead earth. I'm like, I really want to hate you right now, but I can't. Like, so telling me, like, I just can't hate you. Like, you lucky. I just love you so much. Like, other motherfuckers, I just cut off, like, quick. Like, I can't do that to you, though. Like, man, I don't know. That shit was wild.
You feel
it was
like,
just,
you
like, I
why
have
you
my heart
like that? Because she got you. You ain't get her. She got you.
Look! That's what's crazy. Yeah,
it is. I'm telling you, bro. Because, like, when you cut off other people, it'd be you cutting them off. So you don't be tripping. But somebody cut you off, it'd be blowing you. Like, damn. Like, it ain't have to be like that.
Yeah, it had to be like that. Like, it's mellow, like, shit. Mellow, I'm here for you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, shit. I ain't never expect that coming from you. Like, damn. You know? But, shit, I gotta say, I don't want to fuck with none of my other, like, I don't want to fuck with none at all. Like, shit was just like, as soon as that happened, Malik, boom, motherfuckers just hit me up my phone. Woo-woo. I'm like, I can't even fuck with all that. That ain't even on my mind no more. Like,
it's time to get bloody.
Y'all about your business.
Yeah.
It's time to get bloody.
Be a hoe.
I can't fuck with it right now, though. Like, right now, my point, I need something that's either that was on her level or higher. Because at this point, I need somebody with credit, with a good credit score, and that can give me $500. I'm like, hey, let me hold $500
real quick
so I can make this move. Boom, let me hold.
Okay.
And basically, you know. So, shit, yeah. That's I don't know. That's what I'm looking for. But I guess I'll get over over time comes. You know what I mean?
I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
But shit, my nigga. But then what else fucked me up? Look, she told me, she like, yeah, she had said, because, like, she just wanted to, you know, go out and do whatever she want to do this year. It's her senior year. She about to go back home. She wanted to do her, you know, focus on her, get her shit together, boom. But what fucked me up again, I was like, I had said something, and, shit, She had somebody had sent her DM. She got a gay nigga her number. I'm like, damn, for real? Nigga, you just told me that on Wednesday. You already like that? That just took me. Yeah, like that took me on a whole other shit. I mean, know? Like, she told me. I mean, the nigga ain't out here. Like, she ain't fuck with nobody out here where we at. But this is like back at home or something like that. Well, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna tell you one thing about women though. Like, you always lose them before, like mentally, before physically. Like, this something that's been on her mind before whenever she told you, though. That's the messed up part about it.
I mean, yeah. It has to. I mean, she tried to back in October. I mean, I'm not going to say it's my fault, but, like, shit, I haven't really been in it either for real because I've been, like, focusing so much on, like, getting money and paying bills and make sure shit right. But right at the end of the day, some of that percentage of that was just that drive was coming from you too. Like, oh, I can't wait so I can put this up so I can go in.
Right. Go out with you.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, I was planning on I was going to go to, you know, DC with her whoop, show around because she was supposed to be going out to DC after she graduated and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, this would be the perfect time to show her Washington, D.C., take her to the little, you know, museum, shit like that, because she liked museums and history and shit like that, You know, I already been a couple of times, so I'm like, cool, this is, I can show around, you know, we have our fun times like we do, you know, be cool. Wrong. That shit crazy. Good thing I ain't spent my money on nothing yet. I was
got a bag.
Yeah, you feel me? So, yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. I feel like women are, they don't know. They're crazy until they 28, 26. And she said she loves me. You know what I mean? She just don't want to be with me right now. She's not ready for commitment. And, you know, she told me that shit before. I just wasn't thinking. Like, this is what, hey.
You got to win.
She told me this, nigga, when I first met her. Like, when I first, like, start, when I first talking that shit to her. She told me. She's like, I don't know this. I'm like, man, whatever. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to hear that shit. That shit happened. That shit silly. So, I guess what's coming. I ain't, you know, too worried about it. But I do know I'm going to get back to that motherfucker. I'm going to get back to that motherfucker. Sometime down the line, I'm getting that motherfucker back.
Yeah.
It's there. It's there. That's, I can see myself with that. Out of my five wives, that's one of them.
You wild.
Gonna be another messed up boss.
Look, that's out of my five wives right there. But nah, real shit though. Yeah, I fuck a chick real heavy, so you know that shit is just on my heart right now.
I feel you on that.
And then what's crazy? You need to start back getting to some music, man, because that crazy in love.
Now you feel me on that though.
That shit.
Now you feel me on that.
Listen to it, and I was sitting in the car.
I can't hear you. You're not coming through.
Damn, Malik, you was talking. You said who?
You gotta say that again. I couldn't hear you.
I said I feel bad as a friend because I wasn't understanding your feelings back then. But when I said that song, and now I feel like I'm like, damn, you was going through some shit. That's fucked up.
It's all right, dude.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about calling my old thing back up, start an argument so I can have some more, you know, some more content.
Content.
You feel me?
Just call back. Well, you stupid. You know that?
You like that. You dumb. You know what you... All right. Nah, but listen, man. 2019. Since we got the simp shit out the way, let's go ahead and introduce the podcast. Welcome to people, Two Peas in the Pod with your boy Malik B. Romello. You feel me? We're doing big things. 2019 is looking so good. We're going to talk about so many different things. You know what I'm saying? From the women and love lives, you know what I'm saying? To the music, to pop culture, to the gaming. It's so much in store for 2019, and I'm excited.
2019, big things, man. This is the first podcast of the year. We started it off with a nice one. You know, we just real, we talk chill back, lay back. I think we're going to schedule it out and try to do one every Saturday. We record every Saturday and it drops on Monday.
That's
so everybody should be hearing this one on Monday on iTunes, Spotify, and whatever else you listen on. We on everything. So you can be listening to us on there. And, yeah.
2019, no more excuses.
No more excuses. We got to get to it, man. We can't. I can't. I know I can't be like, hold on. Give me 5 minutes and I'll call you back to tomorrow. I know I can't do that to you no more.
You done did that to me a lot. You do that to me about everything, though. It's not even just the podcast. So at least you're consistent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, at least I'm consistent with dissing you. Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
It's my bad, man. I don't mean to.
Look at where my standards are as a person. Like, nobody loves me.
Yeah, you really got low standards. Like, as you being a light skin, like, I would figure you'd be, like, real high-end. But you really like a dark-skinned nigga, bro.
I'm really a cheapo, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you really a cheapo. Like, yeah. I could buy you a bottle of motherfucking E&J and get you off. You feel me? I ain't gonna lie.
Pause, fam. You feel me? You tripping, nigga.
Look, not even peach flavor. Just regular brandy, E&J.
Look, E&J is so nasty, bro.
Look, I don't know how niggas be drinking that E&J. That shit don't get me right at all. That shit made me want to throw up and sleep. But not that Bel Air, though.
Hey.
That Lux. Hey, look. Matt like the Lux.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my bad. Got them type of privileges. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't got money like that. I don't got money like that. But listen, though, when I'm down there with y'all boys, look, I'm coming down there, you know what I'm saying? Everything on me. That's how I'm coming.
Everything on you?
Everything on me.
Man, you boosting. I'm going to Five Guys. Shit, I need me a burger.
Huh?
I said, we going to Five Guys. I need a burger.
I need some JJ's. I need a fifth of Henny. I need a fifth of Henny, some JJ's, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I need, you know what I'm saying, the extra seasoning on my wings, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, you know we're going to get you right with that then. You know, yeah. I had started back working out in the gym.
Okay.
So, yesterday was my first day back in the gym. Okay. So, I do 40 minutes in the gym every day, boom. Yesterday was shoulders, today was arms, and tomorrow back, and then Tuesday's legs. So you still hit it.
You still working out with Robinson or no?
Yeah, we're still working out with Robinson. I'm not messing with Robinson today. I went in there earlier by myself. I forgot he was coming in to work today. And he talking about, come on, let's hit these arms. I'm like, all right, went in there. He like, you got to hit him again. I'm like, nah, my shit feel like noodles. Because when I work out with him, it's a whole different workout with him. Like, okay, I ain't in the plan, but you know, I'm pacing myself out. He in there pushing me to a whole another level. And I be leaving there. I can't lift my arm above my head. You know, I got to do shit throughout the week. You over here fucking me up.
Nah, but you got to work through that, though. That's a part of it.
Yeah, that's the push, you know. That's the drive. I mean, you know, I push through it. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to look like no hoe. So, I got to push through it. I might take a little bit off the weight, though. Like, hold on, take this down real quick. All right, here we go.
I need to go ahead and get me a membership to somebody's gym because your boy losing it.
You losing all your muscle mass?
Man, I lost that already. I'm getting loosey-goosey.
I thought you were still hooping outside.
Nah, I haven't touched the basketball in 2 months, kid.
Damn, 2 months?
2 months.
You just reliving your college dreams, you know, huh? That's what's crazy.
I'm a couch potato.
You a couch potato?
Yeah.
God damn.
Nah, but, you know, I'm a big dreamer, so I've been dreaming. Writing down goals. Now it's time to get to them. 2019, I'm telling you, 2019 is going to be the biggest year of our lives. I got so much in store, bro. I got some things in motion right now that I can't disclose yet. I can't put out there, but, I mean, you're going to be one of the first people to know, of course.
I appreciate that. That tells me that we're real friends.
For sure. You're going to get a call from me, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk. And do you have a passport?
I do have a passport. Right,
that's all I'm going to say.
One of the things on my list, I have a travel list I made. And the first place on it is visit New York.
Okay.
Then the second place is visit LA. But in the visit New York, I have notes that says, okay, I'm going to go to Nintendo New York. I got a store in New York. And then I'm going to go to Instagram HQ. You can sign up for, what's the name? You can sign up for a tour at their headquarters there. And then it's a clothing store called Barricade.
Okay.
No, that's a it's an arcade bar in East Village in of Manhattan. I'm going to go there and see how that shit is.
Okay.
And then for my L.A., trip. I'm gonna go to Marathon Clothing. That's Nipsey Hussle shit. I said I wasn't gonna buy nothing Nipsey Hussle until I go to the store right there in Slauson, and I gotta go buy something. Like I'm gonna go there and buy. Like, I ain't buying off offline until I go there and buy something first. And then I'm gonna buy a new longboard so I can skateboard at the pier in Santa Monica. That's something I gotta do. That's my white boy dreams. You feel me? And then I got to go to the Apple store in Santa Monica, too. Because that motherfucker nice.
Right on. I need to get me a longboard, too. Because I'm trying to hit the West Coast. And
I saw you mine. The one I got. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was 375.
Right. I'm going to get a fresh new one.
You'll get a fresh new one. If you do get a longboard, make sure you get one from Dusters, California. That's one of the most iconic and top brand longboards, skateboards, really. Or you can go get one off of Supreme.
Yeah.
Actually, this costs
a lot. I'm not fucking with Supreme. I'm not a hype beast, man.
You know, I actually bought some Supreme. I had bought the Supreme t-shirt pack.
Right.
Just so I can have some Supreme. And I got some Supreme draws, too.
So you trying to flex? You trying to shit on these niggas?
Yeah. You know what I haven't? You know what I noticed about underwear nowadays? They ain't got the dick hole no more. Like you can't put your shit through the hole no more.
So you actually gotta pull your pants down the piss.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like I used to get my dick sucked through the little hole. I used to piss through the hole. Now you can't do that no more.
Hey, fam.
I feel like where's the shit? Yeah, like I feel like I can mistakenly put on my girl drawers damn near the way high our shit is. You know what I mean? Shit crazy. Mm.
I don't know about accidentally putting on your girl's drawers, though. You took that to a whole nother level. You took that to a whole nother level.
But you get what I'm saying.
I can't agree. I can't relate to that.
They like a little shorts. They're not even underwear. It's shorts.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying about men's drawers, but I don't know about putting on women's drawers is what I'm saying.
Well, okay. All right, yeah. It's like, you know, little workout shorts the chicks be wearing?
Like compressions or something.
Yeah, yeah, like them. Okay.
I actually prefer those. I don't like briefs. If they're gonna be tight, I'd rather them be the material that the compressions are.
Compression stuff is made out of.
Yeah, I prefer that. It just is more comfortable.
Yeah, I want to just buy like a whole bunch of Nike apparel just so I can look like I'll just, you know, play. I got my athlete or something. Like I play arena football or some shit like that. Like, if this nigga is sponsored by Nike, what, he do play arena football? Damn, dude.
Nah, fam. That's a good day.
Yeah.
Nah, fam. You the only Cass Tech athlete that didn't go D1, fam. I don't know.
That's fucked up. You know I'm talking about meniscuses.
I don't know about that. That's what you say. I don't know your athletic background. I don't know your athletic background.
They both go. That's what's messed up. Hey, you know what's crazy? I was just looking at this one chick. Hold on. I'm going back to women real quick. Went to high school with her, right? Her little brother came here at the Woo. Not knowing her little brother was here at the Woo. Like, not knowing this was any connection. Because when I went back to Cass, because whenever I go back home to Detroit, I go to Cass to volunteer for the day. And I go help out in the art classroom. Boom. The little dude was telling me, yeah, I'm coming to Wilberforce. I'm like, all right, cool. I was like, all right, that's good. I'm just, you know, come on through. In my head, I'm like, don't come here. Don't do that. Don't do it to yourself. You too smart, bro. You ain't going to mingle with the kids that's here. You know what I mean? Because he one of them type of kids. He just not. He not like, you know.
He's not going to fit in. He's not going to fit in with the hood kids.
Yeah, he's not going to fit in with the hood kids. You know what type of kids we got here.
He's
going to fall off the deep end. Little nigga trying to buy some weed. He's like, how much is weed? How much is one weed? I said,
$30.
Hey. I'm like, bro, don't even be trying to smoke. So I was trying to mentor the little dude or whatever. however, whatever, over Christmas break, this was like back in the 16, 17 school year. I'm like, yeah, don't come back here. Just, you know, find somewhere to go. You know what I mean? But don't come back here. This ain't, this ain't for you. You know what I mean? You, I see better things for you, man. You feel me? I'm being like one of them, like, this is much more in the world for you, bro. Go out there. Right, go on. Do that. But this ain't it here. So I look on Instagram. I'm going through this one chick. What's and I'm like, damn, I need to fuck with her some type of way. She just smart. Hire all that shit. I need to get with her. Boom. I'm like, hold on, is that little bro? Like, in the Christmas photo, like, oh, wait, that's her brother? Like, oh, I missed my way. I said, tell nigga, stay here. This dude, hey, stay here, man. You know, this dude, like, hey, look, you married me from Cavs? Yeah. Yeah, did that. That shit was funny. Fucked up my chance, though. But that was my little story.
That was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that guaranteed you a shot with his sister, though, but we're going to go with that.
It might have, because, you know, you got to work your way into the family. Because they like the Cosby's, kind of, you know what I mean? Like the Cosby Show, like mama doctor, dad engineer, you know what I mean?
That brings me to an interesting thought, though. Let's talk about, like,
what
all the funny ways that guys try to slide in with girls, like wiggle their way into something with girls or shoot their shot. Like, what are some of the slick ways that guys do that you can think of?
The slickest ways?
Yeah, the slickest ways.
Shoot. I like to play the friend role for real. I like to play that real good friend, like,
yeah.
Damn. Melo don't never do me wrong. Why the fuck this nigga? Yeah. Melo never do me wrong. Why this nigga also other shit? You feel me? Like, you can kick your feet up on the couch. Go ahead. You cool. It's just me and Melo. It's me and you. We chilling. We ain't no shit.
I don't know. That's what me, I'm kind of opposite. I can't allow myself to get friend rolled unless it's, like, legit a friend. Like, I can think of plenty of females that I never thought of like that. And I only thought, like, just friends, like E. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love E to death. That's my friend. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I have female friends where I was like, it was, like, more than that at first. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we kicking it. And then, like, if she up a boyfriend or something like that, because, I, you know what I'm saying, I'm not necessarily trying to be in a relationship right now, but, like, I understand, like, okay, now I got to respect you and give you a space, respect your relationship. But at the same time, I'm not about to.
Fuck that. We're not respecting relationships all 2019. If I find out my fucking relationships, I'm not respecting shit. Nah. I'm commenting her eyes, all that shit. And if I find out my shit,
I'm making a troll account.
And I'm on that. You better make that shit private. Make your page private.
That'll report your page. I'm going to move out the way. I'm going to move out the way and give you your space and respect your relationship. But I would not hit you up. I'm not trying to kick it, like, on friend stuff. I'm not trying to meet your boyfriend. No. Because as soon as he slip and fuck up and you have the picture again, I'm right back.
You right back into it? Hey, I ain't mad at that. See, I was about to say that, you know, only reason why I do the friend thing first is because, like, I got to see if I can kick it with you first. Bro. With you. At the end of the day, I'm not just about to fuck on something. Like, all right, shit, yo ass is here. That's what got me in the fucked up. And the last one, I was like, stuck in this shit. Couldn't leave it.
You'll be all right, couldn't my leave friend. It. Oh man, yeah. I think 2019 is the year I might find love though. So while it's looking down for you, it might be looking up for me. You know, I might find love.
Yeah, that happens, man. You know. I feel like, you know, 2019, right now 2019 is my year to focus on me, it seems like so far. My lease in my apartment ends in July, so I'm going to be getting a new apartment out here. The apartment that's behind the Best Buy, I got put on a wait list for that, so hopefully something opens
up. I think 2019 is the year to start owning something.
Got to. Yeah, you know,
absolutely.
We owning something right now, you know what I mean? I feel like us putting in our time and actually like sitting here and making sure we do a podcast and taking this two-piece thing to a new thing, to a new level, and making it something we can own, I feel like it's one of the fruits of our, it's going to be one of the biggest fruits of our labor of 2019. I see by the end of this year, we have some type of office space set up where me and you meet up in person and actually do this podcast. That's what I, just a little studio somewhere, you know what I mean? Just, we got it. We in there. You know what I mean? We can actually go to like record studios and record there. But we just gotta find a nice one, you know what I mean? That's the only thing. Because at some point in time, I want to start doing video too. Everybody, all the audience, we're gonna be doing video at some point in time. Don't know when. It might be this summer. It might start June. So that's when I'll be done with school and have a lot more free time. Yeah. But the vlogs is coming. The first 2P's vlog is the Boss Concert in Detroit at St. Andrews Hall. I'll be going there February 3rd.
And I want to introduce, I want to the
first vlog.
Incorporate these road trips, these trips that you want to take. I'm definitely planning on being on the road and taking trips all 2019. We can incorporate that into the podcast, into the vlog, you know?
Really, yeah. Shit, you coming over to me then to go see Boss. That's what we got to do.
Okay, yeah. I've never...
It's in Detroit.
And I've never been to Detroit.
Ticket only $26.
Like, I've been through Detroit to play games. Like, you know what I'm saying? Play games with the Woo, but I've never been there. I need to get introduced to Coney. I ain't never had that. Chill. You feel me?
I ain't about to eat no damn Coney. You know what I mean? It's so much other stuff in Detroit. I mean, we can go get
Coney's
some Coney,
supposed to be a staple
so
in Detroit.
So much other stuff in Detroit. I ain't thinking about Coney. Yeah, we gonna get a Coney dog. You know what I mean? But niggas that be eating Coney, like, I feel like the generation I grew up in Detroit, eat Coney like how they do is because either, shit, they people didn't feel like cooking, so they bought Coney. They weren't allowed to eat Coney growing up like that, so now he's go crazy eating Coney, and shit. That's it. Because, like, they only order Coney dogs. They be ordering everything else, the grilled chicken. I mean, at the Coney Islands, you got the grilled chicken pita with the bacon on there. That slap. Then you got the double bacon cheeseburger. And then you got the breakfast. The breakfast be good, too. You see, you got the big man breakfast. That's what I be ordering, the big man breakfast. That come with everything with double. It come with everything with double. And then you got little man breakfast or you got mini breakfast. The little man breakfast, this is what the one Coney Island call it, but that's the mini breakfast. $2.99. Come with two sauces, come with eggs, it come with
segment right here. This is a hot take for you right here.
That's better than McDonald's.
Hey,
yeah, hot pick up, boom, boom. You feel me? Yeah, you know what I mean? So I like the big man breakfast, like I said. When I go to Detroit, I don't get the Coney, though. You know, I hit a KFC because I have not found any honey barbecue chicken wings anywhere else at any other KFC but in Detroit. This is the only place in the U.S. right now you can get honey barbecue wings, KFC. In my opinion, and like right now. Like, I be fiending for these, like, at KFC, the honey barbecue chicken wings. They've been good. Do they got them in Indianapolis?
Yeah, but, like, they damn near... They done that. They dropped in quality damn near. Like, when I was younger, they was killer. Like,
yeah, because they was
real, yeah.
Real wing. Yeah, wing in the flat.
Come on, now.
In Detroit, they been wing in the flat. But that shit still tastes the same.
Real tangy.
Yeah, it's like a spice. Like, hit it right there.
Honestly, you can keep all that KFC. I haven't liked KFC ever. I don't know. I just...
Since,
I don't know. I think I ate too much of it as a kid. I ate too much as a kid, so it's like I'm an adult. It's okay. I'm good.
I was about to say, you know, in Columbus, I got raisin.
You know what I've been living with? You know what I've been living with lately?
So,
Chick-fil-A. I've been having Chick-fil-A like 2-3 times a week.
Ooh, you see, the thing I like about Chick-fil-A is they close on Sunday. And that's when I really want Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. You know what I mean? Because it's like a good hearty meal I can eat and go to sleep on afterwards. Because, like, after I eat that sandwich, you know what I mean, and I get the waffle fries, and I get me a lemonade and iced tea mix, I'm not out, for real.
Right on, right on.
It gave me the itis.
I had a thought that it came to mind. It totally slipped my mind. I forgot what I was thinking about. Oh, there it is. Yeah. I think this year I wanna cut back on like my red meat intake and stuff like that. I could never be like completely vegan or completely vegetarian, but I definitely wanna like cut back and only eat meat like once or twice a week.
What meats do you eat like frequently?
Right.
I'm not a huge fan of steak.
I don't know why. I've never eaten steak often. A lot. Unless I like hit up a hibachi spot, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll get chicken and steak.
Hibachi.
I've been hitting up some hibachi spots like here at home.
Where you been at hitting up some hibachi spots?
Yeah, Benihana. We're gonna say Benny? Benihana. No.
Yeah, okay.
Not Benihana. I've been hitting up some hibachi spots, some local hibachi spots. I get chicken and shrimp. I mean not chicken and shrimp, chicken and steak. Yeah, I get chicken and steak.
Chicken shrimp.
Probably
chicken
steak. 15 or something
like that. I don't know. How much that ran you?
Sorry.
A little couple dollars.
I only do that every so often, a couple times, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do I take myself out?
You go take yourself out?
Nah, that's what you do when you go to the hibachi and take yourself out, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Oh. You see, what I ended up, you know what I did in December? I took myself out to a movie. Because my one little piece went back home for Christmas. So I was out here by myself. So I was like, let me go. I want to go see that new Spider-Man, which is a great movie, by the way. Spider-Man Into the Spideyverse is one of the best movies of 2018, in my opinion, next to the Avengers. And I just like that story. You know what I mean? It was just dope. But yeah, I went to watch that movie. Animation and all. And I went and I was sitting in there and, I was like, dang, this is actually pretty nice just to be by myself and just watch a movie, kick back, you know. They hit me with those prices, though, in the movie snacks. I ain't gonna lie to you. Man, I had bought Fanta. That was $4. And I spent $11.59 on a pop and some candy. What did I buy? I bought some... Not even a while. It wasn't even a chocolate.
You buy candy and snacks at the
multi pack, the Chewy.
You do?
Movie theater?
That's a loser move, bro.
I do buy snacks.
That's a loser move, bro. And that's you got too much. That's Malik. You got money, dog. If you buy snacks at the movie theater, you have money. Like it's official. You have money.
How is that a
bro? A bag of popcorn.
That don't make me got money.
Fucking $10.
It is. You know, the last time I went to the movies, I had bought a large popcorn. When I went out with somebody, I got us a large. People have got large drinks.
A large?
Like, $29. You got money. I was like, damn. Yeah. That's what she said, too. I'm like, girl, I'm broke as hell. That's really funny. But yeah, man, 2019, I think that right there, when I went to the movies, it was like, all right, maybe I should just start, you know, going out more and just doing stuff by myself. Because usually I just work, and go home, go sleep. But this year I'm gonna make some changes this year and just go do some other shit. I don't know wild shit, nothing like that this year. You know what I mean? But I will be out and about, you know, doing like some
absolutely. It's two shit, things like that you just said that caught my attention. One. Avengers Infinity Wars sucked. I fell asleep on that movie. It sucked. Absolutely. It was not that good. It's overhyped. It was decent. It didn't suck, but it was okay. It wasn't that great. And two.
Okay.
Secondly, damn, what the fuck did you say? What did you say?
The movies going like having 2019 focus on you and just doing
it was something going out right before that,
taking myself out.
Yeah, it don't even matter, man. It'll come back to me later on. But Infinity Wars wasn't that great, bro.
I like the Infinity War. Like it,
absolutely.
I like Marvel movies.
Absolutely.
I'm into the comics. You know what I mean? I prefer DC Batman over Marvel. just because I like Batman, right. The whole Batman, that whole universe, you know what I mean? But Marvels are the Marvel universe is the only comic book universe that was able to get like real life interpretation of the superheroes right. Because when you look at Dark Knight and all those, it's either too dark or it's too silly. Like when I looked at the Man of Steel, which is a Superman movies, it just wasn't right. I just didn't like them. You know what I mean? The Marvel movie cinematic universe is what I'm using. That's what I'm gonna say. The Marvel cinematic universe has a way better mesh of real world and
right on
bringing
right
in on. The comic book world as well.
I like.
Yeah, but what I tend to notice what's trending right now is this R. Kelly stuff.
I have not seen.
Have you been watching Surviving R. Kelly?
But I've been hearing, listening, watching social media, you know what I'm saying? And it's a lot going on.
How do you feel about R. Kelly?
That's a nasty dude. But, okay, so this is how I feel about it. Everything that, all the offenses that he's committed, you know what I'm saying, all the things that he's done, all the accusations, well, not even accusations, like, these things are, like, dang near proven at this point. Like, there's videos from way back and stuff like that. My only problem with it is that why is he just now getting, like, shunned? Why is he just now, like, getting canceled? You know what I'm saying? Like, people have known.
His stuff actually been going up.
Of course. I've seen, like, his streams have, like, skyrocketed and stuff like that, which is crazy. I just think, like, all the things that he's done, it's not new. Like, people have known this about him, and we've known things. Right. Like, dude married Aaliyah when she was 15. Now. Like, y'all didn't look at him like he was crazy then. Like, obviously.
Why? Because I feel like everybody's so, like, sensitive about everything now. Mm. And, like, you got Bill Cosby getting locked up. And it's not, like, a black or white thing either. You got all these, like, people coming out. But the black people that are coming out are being put right. more out in the spotlight. The only reason why I feel like they're getting put more in the spotlight is because they're black. And when I say because they're black is because when black people back in the 80s and 90s made it out,
there's so few, like, of them. Big there was so to few
everybody
of them.
In the world. Mm-hmm. So it's so few of them. That's why it's so important. You know, like, that's why it's brought out so more. Because when a white person right. do it, it's just like another white person.
Our only
black person's like, damn. It's only 200 of y'all. Yeah, like, exactly. So that's why it's, like, so crazy when, you know, or brought to more higher light when a black person do it. And that's why R. Kelly getting, you know, crucified right now about that type of stuff. I still, you know, listen to R. Kelly. You know what I mean?
Nah, you got to
cut that. Niggas do nasty shit all the time. You know what I mean? So,
of the recording. No. Yes, bro. Don't go out there saying that you still support R. Kelly. It's done, bro. It's over with, bro.
I can't listen to say his
publicly,
music?
My G. Don't say that publicly. Listen.
I can't say I'm listen to R. Kelly?
People have probably heard me say this a million times. I feel like I was made to R. Kelly. Like, it's no secret or the things that he's done, like, personal decisions that he's made.
When I say that's support R. Kelly, I said listen to his money music. I can't listen to his music. So I can't listen Step in the Name of Love. So when I go to my family reunion, we can't hustle to Step in the Name of Love.
If you think about all the things that he's done, bro, that's just like, what has he done? There's video evidence of him peeing on a girl, an underage girl. That goes way back. Now you got all these women coming forward and giving out the truth, like giving out, like, he's had, like, sex slaves, or not even like sex, but he's held women against their, like, will, like can't go see their families and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just crazy. Like, I don't know. And,
you know, I was just reading something on Instagram where Chance the Rapper, he had said something on the lines of,
yeah.
Let me pull it up real quick so I can see. It was on the Shade Room.
Yeah. Just the whole the whole thought, the whole idea of everything, everything is just sick. It's sickening, bro. Like, and don't get me wrong, it's not like it doesn't take away what he's done in his career. You know what I'm saying? Everybody obviously knows that he. No, everybody understands.
That's
like,
what it seems like.
Probably, hands down, the greatest artist in R&B history, as far as putting out his own product and writing for other people. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that doesn't give you a pass, bro. That doesn't give you a pass. Yeah. That don't mean you just come out here and just like he's done some weird stuff, bro. Like, and
okay, so in USA Today. Yeah, the article says John Legend and Chance the Rapper speak out about R. Kelly. The surviving R. Kelly docuseries had most of us shocked, most of us shook, including some stars who denounced the step in the name of love artists. Damn, I just spent that right like that song is hot. Dream Hampton, the executive producer of Surviving R. Kelly, had previously told the Detroit Free that she had trouble getting celebrities to participate, not necessarily because they supported R. Kelly, but because it was messy. Because when you think about this, Malik, motherfuckers made money with R. Kelly forever. Like, what happens to the songs with artists? Like, say John Legend, he co-produced and co-wrote some songs with R. Kelly. And, you know, R. Kelly got, son with his music got to go and then take away John Legend's stuff. Part of his portion of music, too. You know what I mean? I can see why some artists don't want to, you know, get mixed in involved.
I understand that part, and I feel like that's probably maybe the only reason why he's made it this far. It's probably the only reason why he's made it this far.
But it says,
speaking of R. Kelly, that's the only reason why he's made it this far without getting canceled. Without, like, that's the music industry, though. Like, if he's making them money, of course they're not just going to cancel him off outright, even though it's probably the right thing to do. Like, the morals get lost. The money is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm. That's true. The money made me do it. That's a Post Malone song. A lot of people don't know about that. The article continues to say, she explained, it was incredibly difficult to get people who had collaborated artistically with Kelly to come forward. We asked Lady Gaga, we asked Erykah Badu, we asked Celine Dion, we asked Jay-Z, we asked Dave Chappelle. There are people who have been critical of him. That makes John Legend even more of a hero for me. So John Legend did come forward and, you know, participate in the docuseries. Legend, one of the few celebrities to participate and speak out against Kelly, said his decision to participate was not courageous. It was just the right thing to do. And his tweet, quote, it didn't feel risky at all. I believe these women and don't give any expletives, so he cussed, about protecting a serial rapist. Easy decision. But Chance the Rapper, who also spoke on the record, expressed regret over having collaborated with R. Kelly on the 2015 track Somewhere in Paradise. Issued a tweet saying his comments were taken out of context by the docuseries, which Rolling Stone used in a piece about his surviving R. Kelly interview. So, yeah. So people are up in, you know, up in distress about this thing. It's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to do because R. Kelly's a black figure. He's somebody who made it through the hardships of being a black man in America. I mean, yeah, he let his sin and his vices get the best of him.
I'm not saying shoot him down in the street. I'm not saying that. But
that's what it seems like everybody's doing.
I just don't feel like these things that he's been doing should be taken more seriously and be louder than like his accomplishments. You know, like these are some like egregious things that he's been accused of that they're saying he's done. Like,
I'm saying, if you're going to do this to R. Kelly, we gotta get everybody, you know what I mean? And even the random white people that's in office, these politicians and stuff like that, they got to get their due diligence too. You can't, you know what I mean? Like I said, I feel like the R. Kelly thing is so
big.
He's
one of the few black stars.
You know, he's one of the few black stars that actually made it and has has his masters. He has all his royalties. And he's good in the point where he's at in life. Like I said, he let his vices get the best of him, and shit happened. But at some point, he has to go get justice for what he has done. But also, we have to kind of keep his name in the same light. Just like how Michael Jackson, some people say, he did whatever he did, but people still love Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? So it just got to be a common.
I understand that point of view. I understand and respect that point of view. I would have to actually watch the documentary and to get a better understanding. And it might even
full view.
It might even make me feel even stronger about canceling them, from what it sounds like, from what it seems like people are saying and are viewing, the way they're viewing it on like social media and things like that. But
Well, shoot, since you feel like that, you cannot sample any R. Kelly song now, okay? Just remember that. My favorite song is actually a Biggie and R. Kelly song, and it's called Fucking You Tonight. That song right there, that's a trick song. I ain't saying I'm a trick or nothing, but like...
Romello.
Nah, Romello. It's another one R. Kelly got. He got R. Kelly with Ronda Isley.
You definitely a trick. And this is coming from one of your closest friends. Definitely.
Whoa. I am not a trick.
I was brought up in conversation one time, and they was talking about tricks that's in this area.
You a trick,
and look, a motherfucker said I was a trick.
If the shoe fit, wear it, my G.
I'm on my damn trick. Nah, I'm too young to be a trick, in my opinion. I just turned 21 last June. I'll be 22 this year. I ain't no trick.
You turned 21 last June. Wow, I missed your 21st birthday.
That shit crazy.
Where was we at? I think you was here. You probably went out.
Nah, you was gone. No, you was gone. I didn't go out. I was at work that day.
You missed my 21st birthday too. So.
I chilled out. Yeah, we wasn't friends then.
Yeah, we was cordial. We seen each other in passing. It'd be like you was hating.
Yeah, when I first met Malik, he used to be like, "I want to rap. I want to rap." Get me in the studio. Get me in the studio, Mello, Mr. Poe. That's what he used to say to us. Be like, you can't rap. You just Mr. Wibbleforce. That's what he used to tell him. Then he got on there and rap to us, man.
Hey,
speaking of Mr. Wibbleforce,
shout out to my boy Javi. He got things going on. I know he had to make some tough decisions for himself, for his family. That's my guy. I love him. I spoke to him. Reached out to him, spoke to him. That's my guy. And also, I'm happy to hear my boy Mac is back in school. My boy Sean acting a fool. He got where he need to be, around the good people. Sir. I miss being down there. I ain't gonna beat you. I miss it. I'm turning into a robot, man. All I know is work. Like Rihanna.
Work. Man, look, I understand. I mean, we working though to get to a certain point. We punching these clocks right now. Well, I really don't punch no clocks for real, but. I go in, I sit down, boom. I do some work for somebody else. I come home and I work on, my aspirations and my dreams, like you said, because I see a vision. Absolutely.
I feel like I've been slacking on my own personal goals. But like I said, 2019, I'm working on getting a vision board. I really want to get those big like note papers that they in elementary. The big ass one where you like flip the page right over, on. Like it's hanging on the I got to get one of those, man, and use it as like a vision board and like really write out my goals and things like that, so I can visualize it, I can see it, and it can manifest.
That'd be dope.
That's something I want to invest in right now.
I see. I think that's good. I feel like. This year right here, man, this is going to be something else, man. This year. It started off early this year, man. This year going to be something else, I tell you, boy. Hey. Yes, absolutely. I see some things coming.
I feel like 2019 is the year I'm going to find out who my real friends are.
Well, you see, I still been here for like, you, so I ain't never left. Fake friend.
You sound like you want something. Like,
dang.
Only when it's beneficial.
Man, you know, I support you and your music. I go and stream your song 5 times a day. Just so
I got a streaming farm.
Just so you can have some views.
That's a real thing. Yeah. That's a real thing. Big artists be having like streaming farms. Apple Music. Like, I bet.
That's an issue people talk about. That's what Drake talked about.
Yeah, I know.
About. Oh, no, that's
people
what
faking the streams and stuff like that. That's wild. It doesn't surprise me, but it's definitely wild. Like, that's sad. I mean,
you think so?
A part of me says, I mean, as far as the integrity of the artist, that's sad. From like an artist standpoint, like, nah, you genuinely want, you make music and you hope that people genuinely mess with it. And I think that's just for the people that are in it for the money. Like, are you in it for the impact and putting something creative out there, like getting something off your chest and helping people through their problems because maybe they relate? Or are you in it for the lifestyle that, oh, I want to be on TV, I want to make money? Like, do you feel me? That, I think that's what people are...
The fame of
that's
it.
The people that are participating in that. Also...
You know, I want to take that time real quick just to say thank you to all of the listeners that we had over the past 3 months. We put our first episode out in October. And, you know, we had 60 listens. We had 60 streams in October, 50 in November, and 20 in December. Sorry we took so long to put an episode out, but thank you guys for re-listening. If you was a re-listener or if you was a new person coming in, we're going to be more consistent with this. We're going to be coming back out with them every week.
This is like something new. This is like a re-devotion. This is like recommitting to it. So it's so much coming in store. It's so much in store.
Yeah. I feel like we both had like stuff blocking us from really like doing it for real, but now that we got where we got in the places we at in life right now, I feel like we can actually take time out and sit down and do this without any worry. Yeah. Well, we hit the hour and 2 minute mark.
I think we got
to end it now.
We got some things off our chest. We got some ideas out there. We got a conversation stirred. This is probably like the best flow. I don't even like talking to Mello this much in person. But we was flowing today.
I feel like it was because, you know, we start off with a conversation, you know. And we're going to be finding our flow. I just had some real shit happen in my life right now. And I had to talk to my guy. I had to talk to somebody about this. I haven't been able to talk to anybody about it for real. You know what I mean? I don't know. So I feel like we're going to get it right. And we just got to start off. We're just a real ass podcast because we two real ass niggas.
As we grow, you know, grow with us, motherfuckers.
And we gonna. Hey, look, get with it, get gone. You know what I mean? Look at this right here. I ain't never seen nothing crazy in my life. She is walking around outside with just socks on. You know what's crazy? God. The weather. Before we leave, this weather up here up north, it has not snowed.
Not once.
At all. Not once. It came down just a little bit on Christmas Day, so people would say, oh, look at the snow. And then the sun came right out.
It's a sad thing.
Came right out. It's crazy. Yeah, I think it's going to be like a blizzard or something like that. Maybe in March, end of February.
The weather doesn't break warm until mid to late April anyway, so. Let's just hope it's not the end of the world, man.
Yeah. So hopefully some snow comes. Yeah. I'm getting a new tattoo to start my year off.
I'm thinking about getting inky too.
I'm gonna get a bear on my chest.
I'm thinking about getting inky as well.
You said who? Yeah, I'm getting a bear on my chest. I need to live and forget. I'm putting my chest live to forget. Mm. That's what I'm gonna put on my chest. Yeah. And then on my forearm, I'm gonna get before, during, and after. Because you know why? I'm here for you, Malik. Before, during, and after. I'm here for my mama. Before, during, and after any and all bullshit. And I'm here for anybody else I fuck with. Before, during, and after anything. Because if I really mess with you, you're going to hear me say, I'm here for you before, absolutely, during.
Absolutely, my guy. Don't be out here going out like a sucker, all right?
You know me, man. Hey, I don't go out like no sucker, for real. Hey, look.
I'm going to get with you.
Feel me? All right, man. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We will catch you guys next week, Saturday.